And then I wrote,
he was born way down on the Double Mountain, fork of the Brazos River Valley. He was a raking, a rambling boy, and he grew up and he married Sally. Died at the ripe old age of 88, and he ain't everybody had a house. Home and home was a house on the hill he built by hand. Then he handed down to the ones he called his own. They laid him down in the Texas dirt in a Sunday suit and a snow-white shirt and a snow-white rose in his right hand. He carried right to the promised land, and he promised them before he died that the land he left would be their pride and joy. And oh boy, it was, they cried for joy just because they had land, land they called their own. The eldest son, he said the prayers, and the eldest daughter climbed the stairs in the Baptist church to the choir loft. And the children cried, and the pastor coughed, and the coffin shook when the daughter sang with tears in her eyes and her Texas twang. And when she sang Peace in the Valley, everybody there, and especially Sally, knew they'd lost someone they called their own. Ten years down the road to town, time to turn the tide around. And all around the undertaker, they saw Sally go to meet her maker. And though the proper tears were cried, things had changed way down inside. With fancy cars and diamond rings, the kids just had too many things to call their own. Now one son drives a long limousine, and another one's a-pumping that gasoline. One daughter don't do nothing at all but talk to the walls in Wichita Falls, while the governor governs and the gambler gambles, and the young girl cries and the young man rambles, and the men all talk about the women and the weather. Women all talk about they can't get together with the men they call their own.